best, a country's national anthem evokes a sense of patriotism in its citizens. But what if those citizens are offended by the words of the anthem? That's exactly what's happening in Canada. The anthem O Canada was written by a Montreal lawyer in 1908. His verse, "True patriot love in all thy sons command," is what Canadians like Francis Wright view as sexist and say should be made gender neutral.
We must say to Canadians and to others that this is a country of tolerance and equality, and everybody can find themselves in the word us and our, but not everybody finds themselves in the word sons.
Francis Wright heads the famous Five Foundation, which champions a lyrical overhaul. The foundation is named after five Canadian women who fought for legal and political rights during the early 20th century. But not everyone in Canada agrees with the group.
It's just really a handful of radical women who always have something, I think, to complain about.
Gwen Landolt is the National Vice President of Real Women of Canada. Changing the national anthem will require an act of parliament, something Gwen Landolt says is a waste of time.
Everybody could find a problem with our anthem. For example, it says our hearts glow with pride. Well, some people have artificial hearts, so maybe they wouldn't glow very well with them. It's so foolish.
A poll found 77% of Canadians oppose the rewrite, but Liberal Party Senator Vivian Poy says the pollsters asked leading questions and did not interview a representative sample. Vivian Poy is sponsoring the bill to revise the anthem's lyrics.
So far, everyone has been for the change. And it's not just from Liberal senators, it's from Conservative senators and Independent senators.
Vivian Poy's bill must pass several reviews in Parliament if it is to become law.